Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Green, so you own a grocery store where your checkers will be automated out eventually.
Eventually, Phil, we own a grocery store in Buena Park, California, but we are, as of January 1st, going to the new automated checking machines.
Okay, and that I've seen those machines before. They're in...
Well, a lot of the stores have them. Target, I think, uses them.
I know that there was an article in the paper today saying that Home Depot...
Home Depot and some of the home improvement places. But my checkers are eventually going to be gone. They're getting automated out, as you mentioned. People are now using the automated checkouts. We will have them January 1st. I won't need my checkers anymore. But I thought about them. Where are they going to go? What can a checker do other than check groceries? Most of them are single mothers with kids. They have no other skill. The logical place to put them is in food service, and if I can help them transition to their new jobs as waitresses, then I've done something good. And that's why we have, Phil, 10 checkers. Seven of them are female, and I'm going to have them serving food at our annual Christmas party that I have at my home.
Well, you got 10 checkers, seven female, that you say will have to eventually transition into waitress jobs. What about the men?
Well, men can multitask. I can use their strength when the trucks come in. I can use them on the loading dock. I can use them stocking shelves. But the food service is for the gals. It can help them because they're lucky in a lot of ways. I got to tell you something, Phil, that when we finally automate our checkout stands at our grocery store and the checkers eventually have to find another job and go somewhere else, I will tell you, I will envy them because we're a small operation. We can't compete with Vons or Kroger's, but I've made a nice amount of money in my business. I've made a pretty good amount of money, and I've got nice cars, and I've got a nice home. But anybody that can get out of the grocery business, I say good for you, because no matter how rich I get, Phil, and this is very important, I'm still going to smell of groceries. I'm still going to come home smelling like groceries. So even though these gals are going to be losing their jobs, I have to tell you, I envy them.
Do you like your job?
I love my job.
Because it sounded to me like you don't.
I like my job, but when you work in the grocery business 10, 15 years as I have, you no matter how hard you scrub, no matter what kind of soap you use, you're always going to stink of groceries. You're going to stink of meat and produce, and it'll follow me the rest of my life, and I've resigned myself to it.
All right, we're talking with Robert Green. He's a grocer. He's automating his checkout stands. One of the first grocery stores in the country to fully automate its checkout stands. That means your grocery checkers will be out of a job as of January 1.
As of January 1, that's right. We want to get this instituted and implemented as quickly as we can, and they're gone. I gave them the word 2 days ago to give them 2 weeks' notice. And again, but what I thought of a good thing to do for these gals, and that's why I wanted to contact your program, because I thought it was a nice thing to help them transition into their jobs as waitresses.
Why do you feel that women that are checkout checkers, what do you call them, by the way?
They're called checkers.
All right. Why do you feel that women who work as grocery store checkers can only do waitressing?
Well, again, I've worked around checkers my whole professional career. I married one of them, Phil, a marriage that didn't last very long, but I was involved with one personally. They don't know much other than that. They're basically single women, many of them single mothers. I'm going to use a term that I don't mean insultingly at all. I mean it with great affection, but a lot of them are rode hard and put up wet, if you will. And all they know how to do is to punch buttons on a checking machine. I think the logical transition is for them to be waitresses. And I know that they can be happy doing that.
And that's why you're going to have an annual Christmas party at which they will be serving drinks.
That is right. I've asked the gals to, I'm going to give my checkers a chance at a life that other grocery business owners do not give their checkers a chance at. I want them serving drinks at a bachelor party that I'm going to have for a very dear friend of mine. That'll be coming up in a couple of weeks. This is how you help employees. This is how you help employees who are out of work. This is how you help them find a new line of work. You don't just toss them out on the street like I've seen so many others do. You give them a line of work. and we're offering them this line of work.
Now, what? Now, I don't know what they make as checkers. What are you paying them as waitresses, or what do waitresses make?
Well, what you do with these things is your money is your tips. So the harder they work, the more the tips they get. The less they work, the less the tips they get.
But, I mean, your bottom payment is what?
Well, I'm not paying them anything. They're going to get tips. And I said, if you're nice to the people, they give you more tips. If you're not nice to the people, they give you... The difference between being a checker and a waitress, and the only difference is, when you're a checker, you get paid anyway, no matter how bad you look when you come into work. And believe me, Phil, I saw a lot of these gals come into work, and they looked like something that the cat drug in, and yet I kept them around. Now, as a waitress, they're going to have to look good.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number. Bob Green is a grocer who called my show here just a few minutes ago to announce that even though he's laying off seven, you're laying off how many?
I'm basically laying off seven female checkers. I'll keep the three male checkers to work on the loading dock.
All right, you're laying off seven female checkers because you're going to be fully automated, but you're giving them the opportunity to serve as waitresses at a stag. Is this a stag party?
It's a bachelor party, yeah.
At a bachelor party you're having. And you say that this is a good thing, sir?
Yes, it is. I don't know too many. I don't understand your question.
All right. Well, okay. I think it's a nice thing that you're letting these women work as waitresses. I think it's a nice thing that you're letting these women do this. I don't think it's a cool thing. Well, I shouldn't say that. Not to pay them a wage, but to say you got to make it in tips.
Well, that's how waitresses do it.
And you believe the logical step for a checker is to be a waitress?
Yes. And I'll tell you why, Phil. Because you're basically taking orders from people. And it's very automatic. It's remote control. There's no creative thinking needed in either job. You're punching buttons into a machine, or you are bringing drinks to a table. As of January 1st, the checkers will be out of work. We're moving in the automated machines. I don't care if there's a union. I'm training these women for a career change. So they don't have to go through the heartache of smelling like celery and meat like I did. Okay? Phil, I'm a little man, all right? For all of my success in this business, I'm a little man. The boat, the homes, the $500 an hour women or whatever, I'm a little man who smells of groceries. So, you know, I think these gals, I'm giving them a step up.
You're a little man, you smell of groceries.
You got it, and it's been a tough job. So if I can do something for these gals, I want to do it. And that's why I called your program, because I have given these women an opportunity to work as waitresses at my house, and I haven't exactly heard anybody saying thank you. I guess what I was looking for is a thank you.
From who? I mean, are the checkers thanking you?
Well, no, but I mean, I think it's newsworthy, and I think that people, newspapers should call me and interview me about it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they're checkers one minute, and you're going to have them pushing cocktails at a bachelor party the next.
Well, they're grocery checkers. What do you think I'm hiring, the Rockettes? They're grocery checkers. They're going to be extinct in 30 days. I'm trying to help them out.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, grocery checkers. You know, you've been to these stores where you see these automated checkout lines. Well, at least all of the women in this man's store will be eliminated by the first of the year, but he's giving them a chance to serve drinks at a bachelor party at his house because he says grocery checkers, cocktail waitresses, what's the difference? The problem I'm having is he's not paying them. He is basically making them work for tips. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
one 800 449 8686, and now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Out of this business.
All right, we're back. 1-800-449-8686. And I understand that you started in this business as a box boy in the grocery business. We're talking to Robert Green. He's a grocery store owner in Buena Park, California. He's going to be automating his checkout stands on January the 1st, and that is the day that seven female checkers lose their jobs. But you are You say you're going to be giving them jobs as food servers at a bachelor party you're having.
Well, I'm not going to be employing them full-time. And I don't want the understanding to be that I'm employing them full-time. I'm going to be giving them an opportunity to learn the food service business.
Which you say is exactly like the checkout business.
That is right.
I mean, and just to get people back up to speed, you said that checkers and waitresses do essentially the same job. It is a mindless job.
Yeah, but you want to use that as an entree to get me in trouble with people, Phil.
I don't want to get you in trouble, but you said it was a mindless job.
It's mindless, but it doesn't mean that you're a bad person if you do it. It doesn't take any brains to push cocktails in a bar, and it really doesn't take any brains to check groceries. That's all I'm saying. It doesn't make you a bad person. But it's cheaper for me to have automated machines, and that's why I'm going to be pushing these women out the door. But I said to them, I think your job skills as a grocery store checker might lend themselves to being a waitress at a Denny's, or you could serve drinks. So I'll give you the opportunity to learn that by working this bachelor party for my brother that I'm having in my house. And I think you're misunderstanding me. You're thinking I'm being mean to them.
There's something about what you're doing, sir. There's something about you having these women who are laid off working for tips that bothers me.
Let me explain a little bit about myself, Mr. Henry, so you understand just how good these women have it. And I alluded to it the last few minutes.
Well, I know the story about you coming home. You say you like your job, but you don't like your job. You say you've made a lot of money, and you say that you've got cars, you've got houses, you got a boat, and the like, correct?
Yes, sir, I do. But I'll tell you, every day I come home, I stink of groceries.
And you've said that already, too, sir. You said that you smell of groceries, that you don't like the fact that you'll never be able to scrub it off of your body.
And these checkers are going to get the chance to get away from this business. That's what I'm saying.
By pushing cocktails at a bachelor party at your house.
Which may lead to something at a bar.
Which may lead to something in a bar. You also call them single mothers. I think grocery store checkers have better hours than cocktail waitresses, don't they?
That's the only trade-off. You're right. They do. They work during the day, and barmaids are, you know, the ones that the cocktail waitresses work at night.
1-800-449-8686. Renee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Renee, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I am calling. This guy is an absolute joke. You know, being a checker at a grocery store is a great thing. Who does he think he is going in, coming on, and saying he's giving these women a break, not paying them?
Well, wait a minute. I'm automating.
He wants to come
I'm
in and he wants
my store.
To just have these women.
I'm automating my store as of January 1st. They're not going to have a job. Okay, I'm automating all my checkout lines. What I'm saying is, I'm going to give them a chance.
You can come scrub my toilet, and I'll pay you.
I'm going to give these women a chance to use their job skills as checkers and apply them where they most logically would fit, and that is at a coffee shop or something.
Are they getting benefits currently?
Do you check groceries, Renee? I don't know if you do or not.
No, I don't.
All right, well, then she doesn't know what
I manage a bank, and I am totally appalled
at this
guy.
Well, then she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Oh,
well,
really,
all right, but
Phil?
She's entitled.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
these
yeah,
are women
I do,
that
sir, and I think you're a
first
big
of all,
joke.
First of all,
you know, I told you, you can come to my house and clean my toilet.
Well,
okay,
I'll tell you what.
Then you won't think of groceries.
Look, at you work in the bank. I put my money there, okay? That's the difference between you and me.
No, sir. I manage the bank, and I manage the staff.
Oh, you manage the bank. Okay, well, then you're some
That's
other.
Right.
Then you're working for another man, too. But the point that I'm making is that...
Yeah, you know, and that man pays me benefits. He doesn't expect me to come in and make tips.
And make what?
And earn money off of tips. I make a salary.
Well, what
and
happens if he lays you off and he says, look, I got to lay you off.
You know, if he lays me off, sir, I'm out getting another job.
But I got to wait.
Women will.
You may have skills to get another job. Grocery store checkers only know how to push cocktails.
What makes you think
incorrect.
That? What makes you think that?
Well, look at what they're pushing buttons all day long. Now, most of these gals that work at these grocery store checkout stands, I know I married two of them. Are looking for a man.
And they
okay.
Didn't
they? All right.
No, they're looking for a husband. A lot of them got, you know, they got the single.
Oh, you know what? You are appalling, man. You are totally appalling.
Ma'am, because I work in the business.
Hey, sir, Or do you think it might be because you stink of groceries that they maybe left you?
You know what? Maybe maybe you got the smell of cheap perfume on you. Well, it's your trade that that matters. So what I'm saying...
Okay, so now we're insulting each other, huh?
Look, she said she works in a bank. Every time I walk in there, it's the smell of that grocery store perfume.
No, it's called the smell of money, honey. That's what it's called.
Yeah, too bad you're only counting.
And there's a lot of it in there, and you know what?
I bet there is a lot of it. Too bad you're counting
it for
somebody
else.
That's
insulting that you're calling all these women airheads like they can't do anything else.
By the way, when you count my money, count it right, will you?
Sir, I bet you don't have any in there.
I got plenty, all right? And I'm doing for these women what you probably wouldn't do. You just throw them out in the street. I'm giving them a chance to work my brother's bachelor party.
No, I have a lot more respect for them, sir. They're going to go out and get decent jobs.
What is the big thing about them working?
They're going to work for you.
Working your brother's bachelor party.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for them. There's going to be a lot of very wealthy men there. There's going to be a lot of wealthy men there. They'll have an opportunity to meet.
What else, sir?
Last time I checked, money didn't smell like tuna, too.
Hey, if they're soft selling, what else?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, see, there you go.
There's going to be a lot of guys there who are very, very high up in the business community, yeah.
So what are you telling me? They're going to meet men?
It's an opportunity for them to meet men, yes.
Mr. Green, you know, what this sounds like is like a pimping operation.
And I resent that.
It, it sounds to me like you're trying to pimp some women out here.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
You open your mouth and say that one more time, you got a defamation lawsuit.
I'm not saying that's the fact. I'm saying there's a lot of men they can meet.
I'm not saying they're selling their rear ends there. I said they can meet them there.
What are you insinuating?
Are you still here?
I
bet you had to go count some money. Phil, what I'm saying is...
All right, look, I got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686.
Look, I could go out and hire some servers, but I'm kind enough to offer the gig to my checkers.
They can meet some men at your brother's bachelor party. When you put a bunch of guys together, high-rolling guys, guys throwing around tip money, doesn't sound to me like all of a sudden they're just serving drinks.
Oh, well, excuse me. I didn't know that you wrote the book on bachelor parties.
I've been to enough of them.
Just because there's going to be a lot of... Look, let me explain something to you.
Yeah, please.
There will be cocaine at this party.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make me a pimp.
All right, so now you've admitted, sir, that you're going to have these checkers, these single mothers of young children, serving drinks at a party where there'll be illegal drugs.
Oh, please don't be high and mighty with me, Mr. Henry. You're in the radio business. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
And what does that mean?
What does that mean? You guys, you're kidding me. In the entertainment business, the drug use is very, it's well known.
Don't start talking to me about drug use. I don't use illegal drugs. Thank you very much. And if I did, I wouldn't advertise it. The dumbest thing I ever heard in my life is you coming on here and saying, okay, there's going to be coke, but that doesn't make me a pimp.
These women are grown women. They serve the drinks. They have the right to do what they want with these men, do what they want between consenting adults. Look, at last month, they were punching buttons going 195, 395, box of tampons, pound of apples. I'm given the opportunity now to meet some men, upwardly mobile men, and put their skills to good use.
Pushing cocktails and saying hi and doing the bunny dip.
Hey, and I'll tell you something else. I don't know the last time you were in a grocery store, but they aren't exactly the best-looking women in the world. You understand what I'm saying? So this is, I've been in the grocery business 20 years, and yes, just like that lady said, I stink of groceries. I'm giving them a chance, these women a chance, not to come home at night and stink of meat, of pork, and of celery.
1-800-449-8686. Robert Green, grocery store owner. He is automating, and at the end of the year, the women are out, but he's giving them a chance. Learn how to be a waitress. That's what you gals do. Also, he's going to let them be waitresses at his brother's bachelor party, where they'll be cocaine. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. He Here's Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Robert Green. He's the owner of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, California. He's automating at the beginning of the year, 2003. That means seven of his checkers will be out of jobs. But he's offered them the opportunity to learn the only other logical job a grocery store checker could have, according to him. And I'm just quoting you, Mr. Green.
That's fine. And I'd like you to quote me accurately.
I will try. The only other logical job a checker can have is as a waitress in a cocktail lounge or in a Denny's. And therefore, to help them train for that, he's inviting them over to waitress his brother's bachelor party.
That's correct. Look, let's fill...
Well, I say it with some disdain, sir.
I understand that, but you need to know that the only thing a checker needs to know is what's the code on a, you know, what do you call it, an apple and a piece of, and a stick of celery. And then they need to be able to swipe the barcode and then stand there and chew gum and rattle their Vietnamese-done nails on the countertop and say, have a nice day, sir. And hope that the good-looking guy comes through the line.
What hatred you must have for your employees.
Now, sir, that is unfair. I worked 20 years in this business. I love every one of my employees.
Yeah, rattling their Vietnamese-done nails.
Well, most of these gals go to these strip malls, and they get the little Chinese girls to do them. Because they can't afford it, because the checker doesn't make that much.
Well, maybe you should have paid them a little bit better.
For what? To remember what the number is on a piece of celery? Forget it.
1-800-449-8686. Priscilla, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a checker of 3 years, and I just want you to know that it is not a brainless job. We do more than scan things and run little numbers and whatnot. You have to know how to run machines. I have also been a machine operator, senior, for 6 years. And I just want him to know that we can do more than wait tables and do, you know, serve cocktails. At least we're not having to deal with drunken bums, you know?
Excuse me, Priscilla, this is Robert Green. I can't hear her.
Priscilla, this is Phil. Could you turn your radio down?
Dad, can you turn your radio down a little bit?
Go ahead, Priscilla. I'll do it. Go ahead, Priscilla.
Okay. It's not a brainless job. In fact, I get a lot of satisfaction from it, you know.
Well,
I have learned a whole lot. I've been a grocery checker, for 3 years.
Well, do you take lunch breaks and stuff like that?
Pardon me?
Is that your father that you live with?
No, I'm just visiting because we're snowed in tonight.
Oh, really? Where are you?
Bloomfield, Missouri.
Oh, that's very nice. Have you ever been to Branson?
Can we get on with this?
No.
I'm sorry. The thing that I was going to say is, Priscilla, I think you'd be happy as a cocktail waitress. The tips are great. Are you good looking?
You don't need to answer that, Priscilla.
I'm not going to answer it. I just want to make
Priscilla,
my point that I'm a grocery checker.
I've listened to a lot of talk shows, and they always
I'm
tell you that you've got
a grocery checker,
radio
and
down.
I am not a brainless person. I have a high school education, a business education from a business college in Phoenix, Arizona,
Priscilla,
and I'm not brainless.
The only machine you guys know have to know how to use is that... You know, what's
no,
the thing,
we,
that belt
we,
machine,
no,
you
we,
know? You click the switch and the belt comes and moves the yogurt up.
No.
That's not like operating a drill press, I'm sorry.
Well, I've operated a drill press. What I'm saying is that if I was not a checker, that still doesn't make me brainless.
All right, what store
you
do you work? What store do you work in?
Town and Country in
Bloomfield. All right, here we go. Get ready. Are you ready? Here's the price per pound. Ready? Savoy cabbage. Go, 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 go. Baby carrots. Go. Gala apples. Come on. You don't know
no.
none of that. You don't know none of that.
I know
well,
that. I know that. But I'm not going to show. I'm not going to show you how you think I'm so brainless.
Baby carrots.
I've also run an injection molding plastics in Bloomfield. So no, I just happen to disagree with you. That's all I have to say.
Well,
we're not brainless people.
Well, look at Priscilla.
We're not brainless people, and we can do more than what you think we do.
I understand, but pushing the switch to make the receipt come out, I don't think that. That's not a machine.
Yes, it is.
Well, okay, it is, technically.
She said she operated a drill press. She's been to a business college. The lady has been around a little bit. Thank you, Priscilla. I appreciate your comments.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We're not brainless. Grocery checkers are not brainless. We can do more than that. Thank you.
How about doing that and coming to my office? Forget it.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Eileen. Eileen, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
I've never heard your show before, but
ma'am.
I turned on the radio and heard the comments that were made by that idiot. Number one, single women, single mothers have much more opportunity than that, fulfilling a sadistic attitude of some idiot that wouldn't do that to his own daughter.
Wait a minute. I'm giving them an opportunity. My own daughter. I had my daughter working as a checker. It just so happened she was smarter, and she went on and married this guy who owned a Jaguar dealership.
Oh, that's just wonderful. But would you talk about your daughter the way you've just talked about all these women?
You're not giving them an opportunity.
You are not giving them an opportunity. You're degrading them, and you're sick. And I hope your grocery store chain just closes down completely because of your comments.
Eileen, why do they call you that?
Excuse me?
Why do they call you Eileen?
And what is your name, sir?
My name's Bob.
And why do they call you Bob?
Because that's a nickname for Robert.
Really?
Yeah.
And why do they call you Robert?
Well, wait a minute. I asked you, why do they call you Eileen?
Who's they, Mr. Robert?
Your parents.
That was their decision.
Is it because you only have one leg?
You know what?
Oh, God.
You know something,
Pat?
So corny.
The stupidest.
So stupid, so corny. And, you know, those that make fun of others, as you've done, and you've just revealed your true colors.
A little joke.
It's just because you can't look in the mirror without being so sick.
You know something? You're right. I hate the grocery business. I come home and I stink of cabbage.
No, you hate people, Mr. Robert. And that's very sad.
You know as well as I do that single mother checkers have these priorities. Nails, hair, cigarette break, happy hour, and then the kids.
And look who you hire. Look at the client. Look at the type of people you hire. And that describes who you are,
Robert.
Oh, come
on. You've been into grocery stores. When you look at those checkers, what are you looking at? Road hard, put up wet, palm all straight, 15-minute coffee break.
No, sir. And I thank God
to hit the lottery.
No, I thank God I don't have your kind of grocery store chain here in Texas.
Exactly.
Because it's disgusting, and it would be closed down in a heartbeat.
What a horrible and degrading stereotype you have of women and men who check at grocery stores, and yes, maybe out of jobs because of automation that is gradually creeping in. But to say that these people have no brain other than to punch buttons and push cocktails, can't we elevate people a little bit? Can't we for once say, maybe we can retrain, maybe they want to go back to school? Have you thought about that, Mr. Green, when you come home stinking of cabbage and pork?
Well, you make a good point.
You're damn right I make a good point. That's what we've been trying to say.
It's just that my checkers they have so many babies, I don't know what to do.
Oh, and so let's get them to a bachelor party where they can get exposed again. That's real smart. That takes an intelligent man.
They'd come in with one hanging off of their breast if I let them. I swear, my checkers are so rough-looking that it looks like I'm holding a Polly Holiday look-alike contest.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You're just a funny man, aren't you?
Ain't you funny?
All right,
could you say the name of your grocery store again?
I'd rather not.
No,
yeah,
you're going to. You better say it.
I'd rather not.
I want to hear the name of your store.
No.
Yes.
Fraser Foods, is that
That's
correct?
That's it. Fraser Foods in Buena Park.
Yes.
No, I don't own that one.
Yeah, you do. You said you did.
What are you pouring yourself a drink? I can hear it.
All right, thank you, Eileen.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1-800-449. Fraser Foods in Buena Park sucks. Hey, wait a minute. I just bought some steaks there the other night. They're really very good.
Thank you.